Hi, this is Charlie Bernhout. This is CD number 5. It's a variety of dates from April 30th, 1989 until April 14th, 1996. The first date of April 30th, 1989, unfortunately, I missed a few seconds from the beginning of the call, but here is the rabbi.
In the midst of the period of Sefira, this period connects the festivals of Pesach and Shavuos. We begin counting the days of the Omer immediately after the day of the Exodus from Egypt, the day of liberation from slavery, and continue for 49 days when we celebrate the festival of receiving the Torah, marking the climax of liberation. The purpose of counting or measuring is to ascertain the exact number or measure of a certain thing, the quantity of which is otherwise not known. A population census, for example, is taken from time to time, since the population can either increase or decrease. Similarly, statistics are kept of various fluctuating phenomena. Were these phenomena stationary and unchangeable, or were they uncontrollable, there would be no real purpose served in reviewing such statistics periodically. Time, however, is an element over which man has no control over or influence. Time moves on regardless. We can neither slow its march nor accelerate it, nor can we change its dimensions and make an hour last more or less than 60 minutes. What, then, is the purpose of counting spheres? However, although time is unchangeable and beyond our control, this is only partially true. Actually, time possesses for each individual vast potential for achievement. In fact, while man's influence over things under his direct control is limited, his influence over time is, in a sense, unlimited. For time is like a vessel, which is highly elastic, with an infinite absorptive capacity. It has the power of expanding or contracting, depending on how much or how little is put into the vessel. We can fill our time with unlimited content or squander it completely. The very same unit of time may be an eternity to one person or shrink to nothingness for another. The true measure of time is not in quantity, but what was achieved during that period with your time. It is true that we cannot alter the passage of time, either stretching it or contracting it, yet Sefira teaches us that each unit of time, not necessarily a long period, but even a day, offers us limitless possibilities. Although human life is limited to a certain number of years, the use to which these years are put and what they accomplished in them is unlimited. Be well, and good night.
Thank you, Rabbi.